Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, Craig, look, man, it's all good. As long as you stay at home and you don't drive, you can gummy up. You the guy. You can do that. Craig Hoffman, DOC, and, of course, the Ant-Man. We're DH-ing for Hoffman. Wow, what a day it's been today. Sims, Levero, and Gray. And my God, the rude guest hotline has been on fire. And they are responsible for our guests. They're the most reliable heating and air conditioning product in the DMV. And Mark Gray, welcome home. How are you, my brother?
I'm all right, Doc. It's always good to be down with my favorite OG on the airwaves around here.
Well, the Sports Groove is big fan, know your game, love, you know you love baseball. And as well, how do you, when someone asks the question, what do you feel about yesterday's draft for the Nationals? What do you say?
I'm the baseball draft to me, Doc, is one of the most overblown drafts in all of sports, because you're drafting a high school kid so that he can develop. And then watching the development, particularly what I've been following in Baltimore over the last 4 years, I don't know about draft picks anymore in terms of keeping them in the minors, developing them, and bringing them up. Sometimes you got to know when you make a move, right? And one of those prospects for somebody, this prospect could be someone that the next general manager or vice president of baseball operation can, in fact, give us another – three players of the caliber of C.J. Abrams, James Wood, and Josiah Gray. So I'm really ambivalent on the draft, especially when you look at the fails that Washington has had in the draft war room. So I have to take that draft pick with a grain of salt and hope that he develops and gets enough height and earns to be one of those top prospects, that if the team gets into a point where this trio or quartet of young players that we think we have around here to build around, when you get close enough that we got to, you know, make a trade to get yourself a Scherzer, to get yourself another Jason Worth, heck, another Howie Kendrick, for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. That's what mm-hmm. I look at around here, because our draft picks have not done anything, Doc. And if you can't even get a return on investment on your draft pick as a front office, then there's some things going on the backside that really need to be addressed.
And I know I could be wishing for a star, but Skeens, I'm watching him throw aspirins. And then I'm seeing him in a Pittsburgh uniform. Now, Kate Anderson was different, but he was, I mean, a lefty. I loved his game. I was thinking, you got one or two potential guys that are top liners, and that's if healthy. Might he not made a short trip, maybe a year or a year and a half or so, been in the bigs? Your team is average at best. And so I know the arm injuries are a factor, but I don't know. He's just one of the best. And then they start talking about money, and then, oh no, he's represented by the Big Bad Wolf. And if the Big Bad Wolf's involved with it, people just shy away from him. So I don't know which one it was, but I'm going to ride with him, ride and die, and see what happens, because I don't think they're as bad as the record was. Huh?
Right. I say, you're talking about Scott Boras, right?
Yes. The Big Bad Wolf.
Yeah. Well, he is that dude. But I will say this, Doc. You would have wanted to have him as your agent, wouldn't you? Because he don't lose.
Oh, no. I ain't mad at him. I'm not mad at him. I think it's amazing what he's been able to do. Any agent that does that, he's clearly high IQ guy, and he understands talent. He seldom picks losers. He gets it right in his demand. He's got a lot of leverage. But I just, it's really, really interesting as to how baseball, how this operates. Still love it. How about the Derby? What's your take on the All-Star Derby?
I'm kind of leaning towards Cal Raleigh from the Seattle Mariners. Leading the league in home runs.
Bad
we don't
boy.
Get to see him in this part of the country a whole lot because their games are so late, but it's easy to pick an Aaron Judge. He's been there and done that, and a Bryce and the whole bit. But to me, there's just something about Raleigh right now where he's special. Now, the flip side of that, Doc, is the more rounds you hit, the better the chance you have at losing your swing for the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And Cal Raleigh has been a consistent power hitter, but he's never really been under the spotlight like this. I'm anxious to see whether he can handle it, but, I mean, he stopped me in terms of the way he seemed to have elevated his game to put himself into a level where you can mention him in the same breath with the Aaron Judges and the Shohei Ohtani. But for me, that's the guy I'm looking for and most interested in to see hit some home runs. And then maybe a sleeper is Byron Buxton. You haven't seen a whole lot of Minnesota this year because mm-hmm. they struggle, but Buxton does have power. He's going home, and you know we saw what happened with Bryce Harper get the mm-hmm. adrenaline and the mm-hmm. and the rush when he was in the home run derby here.
Mm-hmm.
I could see something like that happening Byron Buxton, a Georgia boy. But for the most part, man, I think it's Cal Raleigh's the loser.
That's a good point. Good point. Even Ant-Man didn't come up with that one. I like it. Got to be something.
Wow. Now he could be eliminated in the first round because he can't handle the moment. There's always that when you're a rookie.
Yeah.
But if you go break it down analytically, statistically, what you've seen to this point in the season, he would be my guy.
509 in the nation's capital, DOC, DHing for Brother Hoffman. It's the NFL, all it has to do is flex. I mean, it's that Gila monster. It flexes and says, okay, got a new list. Execs, the coaches, scouts come up with a top 10 in the quarterbacking field. Have you put eyes on it? And if so, thumbs up or thumbs down on the order?
Help me with that. I faded out on the blue.
Execs and coaches, the ESPN, it came out with, you know, they ranked their quarterbacks. One homie, Allen, Burrow, Jackson, Daniels, Stafford, Herbert, Goff, Hurts, Mayfield. You got any objections to the top 10?
I don't think I do. Okay. I'm glad we got a guy on there now.
Hallelujah.
My prayer is that he just stays healthy. And he's like, what, number six?
Five,
yeah. And to me, Super Bowl notwithstanding, if I got to win a game, I'm hard-pressed not to go with Patrick Mahomes. I know they laid an egg in the Super Bowl, but I would not expect that to happen. I think he's the standard bearer. I mean, when
agreed.
You know how it is, Doc. We always talk about people taking the torch, and he's taking the torch and running with it from Tom Brady. And I never thought in my lifetime that I would think that I would offer up what could be perceived as blasphemous words, but Patrick Mahomes continues to defy me, man. I mean, right when you think he's done, he comes back and he becomes Superman. And again, given that he is, you know how you competitors are. You leave that nasty taste in your mouth and you have that level of greatness. It brings the best out of you when you get another shot. And I think that's what's going to happen with him.
If you get another shot. Yeah, you know, the really.
No, he's going to get his.
Oh, yeah.
I
saw his greatness. Because they were not the best team. They were. I mean, it was. Without him, they don't even strike me as a team. Would have been a playoff team.
You're right.
I just. And yet he put them almost to a championship.
He did.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
He did.
Like, I love watching Josh Allen. I thought Josh had his best season when they added a running game. I've never liked the way they deal with him. But that's just coaching. They had more balance, that he becomes frightening. Burrow, to me, talent-wise, may be better than everybody there, with the exception of Lamar. To me, this boy is a freak.
You know,
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I just
think they don't give him enough weapons, man.
Well, the Cincinnati. Hell,
yeah,
he got two receivers paid in Cincinnati. What are we talking about?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. The organization really doesn't pay anybody, so I'm glad he's got his, you know, some of the parts. But I'm still waiting to hear what the Trey Hendrickson thing is going to look like.
Well, you'll be waiting for a minute.
Because there's certain people that you have to take care of.
Yeah.
And I think that for that organization, Hendrickson is one of them. Much like in Washington, you have to take care of Terry McLaurin.
Well,
that is a very concerning business situation for me. Because I think he deserves what he's asking for.
Agreed.
And you don't need a distraction, especially when you are bringing great momentum in. And I will say this, Doc, and you probably know this better than me. You understand that you might have been the golden child before the new management came in, and all of a sudden you have another golden egg that's delivered to you and Jaden, and now all of a sudden the organization can say, you know, we might be able to do a little bit better, a little cheaper, and I just don't like that. There's a karma, you know what I'm saying? You got to be right by those who've been good soldiers for you. And Terry McLaurin has been a good soldier, and I would hate to see the dynamic, because you know how you take certain personalities out of the locker room, and then the team sort of falls apart. Terry is that kind of player to me, a glue guy that holds people together. And despite the fact that he's brilliant on the field, his leadership can't be underscored, man. And I mean, he's just important to the franchise as Bobby Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the familiarity with a previous relationship before coming to Washington to expedite his, you know, contractual needs. And there's a little bit of hardball going with Terry McLaurin, and I don't know why the organization doesn't see that he's as vital as any other cog in that show.
Well, I call him, he's a lug nut. And I think they do. If you recall, Peters and the San Francisco 49ers, that methodology, all they stars get signed in camp.
Okay.
But they get signed.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they get signed. And I say this, I think they get it. And for JD5, his psyche, when he needed to establish himself, 17 was there for him. All he got to do is walk up in that joint and sit down and say, excuse me. And that's what Tom has done in his past. All the great ones do it. And I think he would do it if he needs to. I don't think he'll need to. I think they already know that they want to have a guy that I consider the symbol of the Commanders, and that's Terry McLaurin. But that's good, man. We're on the same page. Who do you like tonight to win the Derby? Home run derby.
I'll tell you. Cal Raleigh. Oh, that's what I'm putting.
Cal Raleigh. That's right. You did. So you got Cal Raleigh. All right. Yeah. Ant-Man. I don't think he picked Cal Raleigh.
I haven't picked anybody, but.
I thought you did pick.
Now, if I had to put my money down, I'm going with the hometown hero, James Wood. I think what he's done the last month or so has inspired me. I mean, Kyle Raleigh, you know, 38 home runs before the All-Star break is impressive, but I don't know. I'm biasing this.
I would kind of go with you, but James is so selective. He's selective. He had more call strike threes with a bat on his shoulder than anybody. And it just burns me up. But when he swings.
That's the classic case of you know how a baby is learning how to crawl and they stumble and they walk and they're still trying to figure it out. We fail to realize it's just year one and a half for James Wood. He's still a baby. And that's scary that he's a baby. Just look at him in the terms of a growth and development of a child type thing.
Yeah, well, I ain't mad at him.
The surface.
Yeah, I ain't mad at him. But, dude, you know, I grew up with Tony Gwynn.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with cats. I mean, they hit. They just they hand eye. They're not taking call strike threes, not in bunches and groups, and because you can't defend it. Call strike three. I'm not saying he's easy. I mean, on these umpires, I think he's a very difficult guy and gets a raw deal because of his zone is so expanded.
So wide. Right.
But that's just me. I'm just saying my pet peeve. I don't give a damn who it is. I'd be telling my people in the dugout, yo, Slim, when close, take a cut. At the very least, you catch one, it's out. But if it's on your shoulder, there's nothing you can do to defend yourself. And these nitwits behind the plate, they're not as good as they once were. That's why all this talk about electronic, you know, umpiring the whole bit, it is a scapegoat. Why don't you just get better people and train them better? It's pathetic to me. But, you know, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about it. So
it's
a rant.
That's it. But you make a good point. I'm almost for the home plate umpire being eliminated. I like to keep guys on the bases. But, I mean, it seems like the AI is doing a better job with the strike zone these days, and they're letting us as fans see it. All right? Now, it's a hard job being a home plate umpire. It may be the hardest of all the officiating jobs, quite frankly, when you're behind the plate, because anything on the black is supposed to be a strike. And you can see with the little box that they have now where pitches are, and you can almost call the game from your television. And I think that that's opened up one of Pandora's boxes, not to mention the betting, and we need a whole hour for that now.
Well, we'll discuss it. That'll be a topic for a conversation later on down the road. All I know, just watching Wimbledon and center and watching with tennis, I see it, and I'm kind of good with it, with the call and doing a replay. I'm just the idea of they got a person that's not like referees, but that vantage point they have is good. I just think we have to explore getting better people. And not just friends of friends and friends, because that's what it is. The whole thing's like the mafia is officially, it's like the mob.
A famous last name, like Hockley, or
that's my point. But his friends, it's not only him. It's him and his buddies and friends. They keep layering these people on instead of making it competitive. And they need to get some of these guys that don't make it in the minor leagues but are really good athletes to get their butts in the system. Same thing with football. Get people that are just physically more talented and athletic so they can cover more ground and do a better job. But then again, AI is where the ching ching's coming, so that's probably what will happen. Mark, we appreciate you, man.
Hey, thanks, Doc. Always a pleasure, my friend.
You got it, man. We'll do it again real soon. Mark Gray, and man, I'll tell you what, we may have to take on a this whole thing ourselves, and we may just have to storm the hill and see if we can make some changes. I'm in if you're in.
I'm with you, man. Let's get it.
Okay, to break we go. You can holler at us. Takes a little courage, but I think you can do it. 301-230-0980 is the number. Back in a moment.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
529 in the nation's capital. The number's 301-230-0980. Want to mix it up a little bit. We thank those that joined us. Dave Sims, that was awesome. The legendary Tom Lavero. and Mr. Mark Gray. And it was lots of fun to chop it up with, you know, guys who live it. They don't just make it up. They live this. And it's important and a lot of fun in the process. The Derby. And I want to get to this, the quarterback rankings too. Quarterback rankings before the Derby. I got ahead of myself. Quarterback rankings, because now I think you're going to hear Ant-Man really start throwing his weight around. They say the summer and, you know, polls and all these things, it is kind of cool. I never get tired of it when people that I respect put them together. I mean, if it's Big Tony's top 10, obviously I'm going to laugh myself all the way to the car on that. But this recent top 10 caught my attention this morning. And is there one of the top 10, is there one particular person that you believe has no stinking chance of being on this if they didn't know somebody in high places? Or do you think that the execs, coaches, and scouts at ESPN nailed this thing?
I don't think they nailed it. I will say I have a problem with a couple of, you know, the spots towards the bottom. And then also some of the people that were honorable mention. You know, C.J. Stroud isn't on this list. Dak Prescott isn't on this list. To be honest, I don't think that deserves to be top 10. But I'm just saying some of the guys that were mentioned to be honorable mention, Kyler Murray, Tua Tagovailoa, I think C.J. Stroud deserves to be a top 10 quarterback, though. I do.
See, Tua, and I would say on that, why?
Why C.J.? I mean,
Tua. Oh. No, C.J., look, C.J. had his offensive line was undisciplined. It was the first time in maybe three seasons that they didn't seem like a well-oiled offense.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens. The better you get, the more people focus on knocking you out. That's what the Commanders are going to experience this year. Because when they target you, them coaches spend all summer, everybody has tendencies. You do too, watching them. The problem in most cases is that I don't think it had as much to do with C.J., as the breakdowns up front. Tunsil, who we have here now, was partly responsible for them losing momentum because of his play. So there's a lot going on to this when you're Mark. That's why we always appreciate the teams that win week in and week out. And what the Patriots did, they just made it look easy with Belichick. That stuff is almost impossible. To get on a run. I thought the Packers were there, but again, two young teams, two quarterbacks. That was probably Jordan's Love's most inconsistent season since his first. There was something just missing. And I did a deep dive, and I'm not doing that as we speak, I guarantee you there were some problems up front, injuries in the O-line. Often, man, I'm telling you, something breaks down up front and affects. They may not be name brand guys, but it affects the machine.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. But also, on top of the offensive line issues, he lost Nico Collins for a stretch of the season. He lost Stephon Diggs to a season-ending injury. He lost Tank Dell to a season-ending injury. So that's two of his top three receivers.
Yeah, now you're throwing in facts. Okay.
So I'm definitely thinking he's more than deserving to be on this list. And the person that I really think should be higher is a Super Bowl MVP himself, Jalen Hurts. He comes in at 9 on Jeremy Fowler's list. And to be honest, I think he should be 7 on this list. I think Herbert, what has Herbert done for us, Doc?
He looks good.
He looks tall. Good. Exactly. He's tall. He's strong. Yeah. You know, he has nice hair. He's in L.A., so I know they got the flow going. But outside of that, I think last year in the offense that he was in, He was more of a game manager, and I think that's sort of kind of what Jalen Hurts is as well. He's a game manager that doesn't have to do too much because there's so much surrounding him already. He has a 2,000-yard rusher. He has multiple 1,000-yard receivers. He has a great tight end. He's sitting behind one of the best offensive lines in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you look at the list and where he falls on this list, I think they are taking that into account. But also, I think they're taking into account that he's a second-round draft pick. Everybody else on this list, first round. Everybody else, first round. So I think he's being knocked for that. And to be honest, it's the same coaches, it's the same executives, and it's the same scouts that had him as a second-round talent. So I think he should definitely be moved up, especially coming off of the Super Bowl. He should be at 7, and Herbert should not be on the list. I don't think Herbert should be a top 10. I'm cool with everybody else. I think C.J. Stroud deserves to be on it, though. What say you?
We're not far off on that. Watching the Rams play, Stafford, to me, was so close to pulling off the damn near impossible.
Man.
Because they was up in the Eagles, you know what?
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, this is, boy, he's a bad man. Justin Herbert, I'm not mad at him, but I'm not even going to pay any attention to him until he wins a big game.
Thank you.
Him in a big game position. Other than that, he's better than most, but not amongst the elite.
Do you put him like a Dak Prescott is? Because I think when we look at Dak, we always say, great regular season, you know, he went out there, threw for X amount of numbers, mm-hmm. these yards, touchdowns, but he can't win the big game.
Yeah. But they're cursed. You know, and all of us know they're not going to do that. Look, it's not just me saying this. I mean, it's 30 years, man. Come on. If I told you randomly that the most expensive, the wealthiest team in the NFL, they don't have a payroll problem. They don't have a talent problem. They have a structural leadership problem. That's the craziest thing about them, and it shows you the power of an ego, an American male rich with ego. Wealth is, I'm telling you what a deterrent. This guy is so punch drunk, he can't get out of his own team's way so that they can win, and they won't win with him. But they're loaded. But it's such a strain. And now Dak's really good. I ain't mad at Dak, but Dak, you gotta, how does a man say he's wrong when he's cursed? I demand a trade. He could probably salvage his career, but as long as he's there, no chance. Zero. No chance. And so, you know, we'll see what happens. My deal is Jared Goff right now.
You don't
with
like
his coordinator
Goff.
Gone. Does he expand his game?
Mm.
Does he expand his game? Yeah, I said it because I got to see it. And we'll find out now with Caleb. And I'll be the first to admit I'm wrong if I'm wrong. But uh-oh. I don't think I am. So we'll see.
Also
about that, because you think about the Commanders went in there. Now, look, their defense was shot, okay? And they should have gotten an award at the NFL Honors Award for what they did playing guys like Linnell. Seriously, that's how bad it was for them. They was pulling him in to play defensive tackle. And they still were awful good. It took a Commanders team that was just possessed with Houdini at quarterback in order to beat them. So, no, I respect that effort. That was amazing. Did you think the Commanders were going to win?
I did not think the Commanders were going to win. But also, Doc, I thought the Lions were going to light us up. And guess what? They did not do that. We had 5 takeaways.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
We had 5. So,
Yeah.
That
was a hell of a game. I watched it the other night, and I'm like going, you know, that because I wanted to look and see defensively the game that was pushed over by our defense.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the kind of team we got to become. You can't count on J85 every week. The target is there, and they showed it was possible. And now this is a debate for a whole different show. But have we gassed up enough? And will we be able to do that defensively? We can't ask this kid to come on win every week. But can you imagine if we gave JD5 three more possessions per game? That's why the takeaways and all the things that they've talked about, and I trust them. The question is, who's going to be the people to actually execute this? And I got to have Lattimore, the all-pro version, and I need him to play at least 13, 14 games. And that just hadn't happened with frequency.
Yeah.
So until I see that, I don't believe it.
So do you like where Jaden Daniels ended up on this list? He's at 5. He's behind Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Jackson, and then comes Jaden Daniels. Do you like him at 5? Is he too high? Is he too low?
I'm good with it.
Okay.
I'm good with it either way because he won enough. And if he was at 1, I mean, wherever he's at doesn't really matter because we couldn't beat Detroit. I mean, we couldn't beat Philly. So, to me, the only poll that I focus on is our division, period. Because I know that we can win our division, you can win it all.
Yeah.
The key to the throne comes through our backyard. So, whatever these put these out, I'm glad they did. Hell, we're having a good time with it. But in the end, whatever that was is what he was. Yeah. What I need him to do is to jump in that top 5.
Okay.
And higher. Okay. Yeah, 4, but higher because those other guys are older and they've won more big games, but just barely. See, just barely. Because nobody else in there other than Mahomes has won the big ones.
Yeah.
See, so he has actually won more of a big games or as much as Lamar because he's gotten into the championship game.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't trade. Now, here's a better question. Would I trade for anybody there? No, I wouldn't.
Mm.
No, I wouldn't. Now, I'm a homie because you ain't going to trade him. Ain't nobody going to. Andy and them, man, there's no way in the world you're going to move him out. I like, obviously, Jaden's mobility over Pat, but there's just one Pat. I mean, this dude, what he won with last year still is the most impressive thing that happened the whole season to me.
Yeah.
He drug the Chiefs all the way to that game. Are you kidding me? And with a line, everything everybody else needs, he can win without it. Everybody, I have a left tackle. He don't need it. Man, he'll be all right.
So what?
And the dude is freakish.
What's the difference between what Mahomes did last year and what Jaden Daniels did last year? Like, I don't think.
Well, they had tape. See, Mahomes, you know, got a feel for what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know. Okay.
You had no tape on JD.
On Jaden. Gotcha.
Yeah, on Jaden. That's my point. So he has the element of surprise, but he also has such a high football IQ, you never imagined he could do what he does. He caught everybody. He's catching everybody off guard because it's hard to just comprehend. Hold it, Slim. He's what? You know, he'd be like the kid that came to your school to transfer to your school, and he got facial hair in high school, and he say he's 15. You know, it's something wrong. JD is not supposed to be able to process the way he processes things. Yeah. And they talking about, and this is where I just laugh. It just tickles the crap out of me. It tells you how ignorant a lot of people in front office positions are. He puts that contraption on. so that he can visualize where to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't everybody? You're telling me if I saw what he does, man, you should whoop me up and down Main Street if I didn't make that mandatory for all my quarterbacks.
But Doc, who are all quarterbacks going to be willing to, you know, get up at 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m. and go put that work in?
That's the only way you could be on my team.
True. Like, yeah. that's when he gets his extra reps, when nobody's in the building.
There
like,
you
it's
go.
Silent.
But
it's
I'm
quiet.
Just saying, just the quarterbacks, they always come early.
Yeah.
Theismann would be in there he'd be there two hours before everybody else. This is part of who they are. That's why they make the most. But once you got a nick, now maybe your guys don't process with this camera on like everybody else. But don't you think it's kind of strange that some of the teams that were terrible wouldn't try it?
Yeah.
Really? I don't understand that. And I go, well, okay. These boys, they better damn sure be glad they're not in espionage because they'd all be dead. It is crazy. 5:45 in the nation's capital. Ant-Man, a.k.a. The Answer, is here with you. Hoffman is Hoffman back in the country?
Oh, yeah, he's in the country.
He was at Wimbledon, right?
Nah, he didn't go to Wimbledon. I'm sure he would have loved to be there, though.
I bet he's been before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been there before. That's my guy. We're rocking and rolling. Let's take a quick break. Come back. We got this list. If you got an angle on this list, if you had to throw somebody off this top 10 list, who would it be and why? We'll be right back.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To the Rooster and Brother Sheehan, man, they had some interesting dialogue today. Good involvement. It is interesting, to say the very least, man. This time of the year, it is. Here's my question for you, Ant-Man. Do you think the Bengals, and whenever one of their players is in question, now they handle the receivers. They have two guys that got paid and worked in harmony, and that's really who they are. But the defense was terrible. Couldn't get stops when they wanted stops. And now you have a vaunted edge rusher available who I doubt if they'll sign. I think he'll have to give in. And I think they're counting on him submitting and just giving up. Unless Joe offers to pay some of it, which I think is what he's going to end up having to do, is give up some of his cake in order to make it work. Because I just don't see it. Unless they change their stripes. Don't see it.
This is a tricky situation. And
yeah, because it's the Bengals. Yeah, and they've been allowed to get away with it.
Well, yeah, they put themselves in this situation. I think it's sort of kind of like the Dallas situation where they have Dak, you have CeeDee, and now you got to figure out how you're going to pay Micah Parsons.
He going to get paid.
That's what I'm saying, but I feel if you pay these guys.
Jerry is not the Bengals front office. They want to be anonymous. They don't want to pay for lights. I'm sure they want the city to pay for their electricity bill. Jerry is flamboyant. He flaunts. He just wants you to credit him. He's doing this to diminish agents. He's crushing the ego of agents because he basically treats them like horse manure. He doesn't even speak to them. He wants to show the player relationship is with Jera, not the agent, but me, Jera. He's brilliant with it. And guess what? Is a player going to complain? Heck no, as long as he gets paid. But he humiliates whoever you hire. And he pays for it, but he don't care. As long as you're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, he wins. And he's right, he does win. Because their value shows you that. Why are they the most valuable? Most popular. Because every week they roll out, just as many people hate their guts as that love them to death. Most fans don't even know who's on your team. That's how when you know you're irrelevant. They don't even know who's your quarterback. You don't move the needle. Cowboys move the needle. You're a savant. Tell me the last time that the Cowboys played at 1:00.
That's a great question, Doc.
Thank you.
Can't tell you.
Because it didn't happen. So you're still right. It didn't happen. They don't play. They play in prime time every week. Every week. So when I let people talking about, don't hate them, but they're the best because Jared's the best. And everything but winning. That tricky can't go. Just, you really want a nightmare? I'm going to do something that's going to frighten all of you. Just imagine if Jerry wasn't such a selfish jackass. Jimmy might still be there. You know, they'd probably have 12. Do you know how, I respect the Eagles' O-line, and I think you do too. Do you remember Dallas' O-line with Emmitt?
I think I was too young.
Well, ask your brother then. Trust me. It was ferocious. Man, they were running downhill on everybody, hitting you over the top with Thrill, Mike. I mean, they had a suit. I'm telling you, I am so happy that he effed that up. If not, we wouldn't be talking trash about them at all right now. We'd be talking about them being in it. We'll still talk about them, but we know they're harmless in the end. So, because, no, you can't run a football team when the head coach is not in charge. It just doesn't work. It's not going to work. The players know that coach, whoever's the coach, whoever they pick, it don't matter because Jera makes all the decisions. Everything of significance be talked to Jera. Instead of him being on a yacht somewhere, he got to be there. And believe me, they practice facility, the star. Google it. If you want to know what first class looks like, Google it. That's where they practice. Man, I'm telling you. Now that he, I don't make fun of. I'm honestly giving him his prop, genius, in that. What's happening here is that this management group, they are moving in the right direction, but they was coming out of a ditch because they had Laurel and Hardy running this program. And you can't clean that up in like a year. It's going to take you five. But believe me, the finished product here in Burgundy and Gold, you're going to like it. You're going to like it. You know how much money they've... Now, you know how much money they put up to buy the team. Then you got to go in and remodel a place that you plan on leaving. How you like that? They had to go up and rip up the turf that's been up there at the practice facility. It was an absolute embarrassment. They did it. They got it done. So if you go in their locker room and anybody gives you a history lesson about from where they've come, then you feel real good about this. And that's all you want. That's all you can ask for. I don't want to bring up a bad subject, but I'll bring up Syracuse basketball. But I'll do that after the break. Stay with us here, DOC Ant-Man, here on The Hoffman Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.